This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't wanna know who's taking you home. I'm loving you so. I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know, who's taking you home, I'm loving you so, the way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know.
What do you want to know about this day, Thursday, the 23rd of March, on the air of the Doug Steffen Good Day program? The focus here are on things, the focus, that's singular, though. I'll probably make it singular. Hey, Kara Schillen is at the, Kara Schillen is killing it at the controls in our studio in Washington. Sometimes she has pithy things to say. Other times she just sort of keeps her thoughts to herself. I think that's the way it is with people. Sometimes you really feel like you've got to express yourself. There's a behavior in you that says, okay, I have to be heard on this, so help yourself to any connection. The fastest way to get to me, if you want to get to me right now, though, is through email, doug@dougsteffen.com. So there is in this hour a need. I feel like I need to say things that maybe you haven't thought about with regard to business news sometimes, the general tone of what's going on in government, the general tone of what's going on in the world, what leaders are saying, what the average person is saying. Here's something that you may find very interesting if you haven't heard this yet. Rex Tillerson, as most of you know, is now the Secretary of State. He serves at the pleasure of the president. Isn't that what they always say? I serve, sir, at your pleasure. But in essence, he's telling people, I don't know why I took this job. I didn't want it. I didn't want to be Secretary of State. I didn't want to be in the Trump administration. I didn't want to do any of this. Mommy, why did I do this? So here is the story behind that story.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says he originally didn't want his new job. He says his wife encouraged him to do it. Tillerson isn't a fan of media attention. On his trip to Asia, he took only one reporter, Aaron McPike from the Independent Journal Review. When McPike interviewed him, Tillerson talked about his role as Secretary of State and how he's tackling it differently than his predecessors. The reason for that is simple. Tillerson didn't seek out the job. He said he didn't even meet with Donald Trump until after the election. And Tillerson says that's a good thing. He says he's not looking for political points or press ops to bolster his career. He just wants to do a good job. Tillerson took the Secretary of State job just a few months before he was set to retire from his role as CEO of ExxonMobil. He'd been with the company for more than 40 years.
All right, so under the circumstances, it did seem like a rather strange choice, didn't it? To most people, it's, oh, why are you going to have a guy from ExxonMobil as Secretary of State? Not that he hasn't been all over the world talking to people trying to make deals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, but it's just... it's just one of those things I'm fortunate, I've a lot to be thankful for. And, you know, I bet that they really do. I think that if you're really in to an understanding mode of who you are, you do give thanks for the opportunities you have, whatever opportunities there may be in life. And so I'm one who gives people the benefit of the doubt. The next question on the next personality connected to Donald Trump is former campaign manager Paul Manafort, who apparently secretly worked for a Russian billionaire. And he, this circumstance that we find ourselves discussing was one that helped push Vladimir Putin's interests, not only in Russia, but around the world. There's a report that is in today's overview that I have. I have 14, 15 different places that I look around before I go on the air. One of them is the Associated Press website, and they apparently yesterday got their hands on some documents that go back to 2005 that include a strategy memo outlining how Manafort, Paul Manafort, would influence politics, business, and news across our country, across Europe, and across the former USSR. The memo says that Manafort believed the strategy ought to greatly benefit the Putin government if it was used at the correct levels, and could refocus both internally and externally the policies of Putin. It really, so there are a couple of television programs that were created around people. I'm trying to remember the last one that I saw. The stories that come from the headlines that you hear a lot of television shows promoting, it's like ripping a page out of the newspaper. Well, there are, oh, I know what it was. It was the movie with Sandra Bullock and Billy Bob Thornton about the election in Bolivia or someplace like that of a candidate. Both of the major operatives who were the advisors were Americans. And if you go around the world, this is probably something that you don't know, or maybe you didn't know. If you look at elections pretty much consistently around the world, where there are really two parties involved, where there are two people running against each other, I'm not talking about places like the Middle Eastern dictatorships that have elections and you only have one candidate to vote for, and if you don't vote for him, they shoot you. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about places around the world. There are probably 84, 85 countries in the world that have, quote-unquote, legitimate elections. And in most circumstances, those people who are running hire American operatives, Clinton's guy, the skinny guy with a weird voice, married to the Republican. What the heck is that guy's name? Well, I'll come up with it as I'm thinking the story through. But anyway, the point is that there are a lot. Carville, James Carville, he has done the same thing. There are about a dozen, maybe 14 people that are currently involved in these sorts of things. And pretty much all the time, they're out there running campaigns for people. That's their job. They go from country to country to country running campaigns for candidates. And that makes America very unique. And we're so unique in many, many ways. One of them is that we train, we grow, we have these people that understand how to run elections. So the Russians did what everybody else does. They hired, Putin hired somebody, an American named Paul Manafort, to run his campaign, to push his interest, to push his exposure, to influence people as to how things would go if Putin were to do business with countries in Europe. And it's no secret that Manafort has connections to politicians and groups in countries all over the world, including a lot of people that are Russian and have Russian interests. So the report in the AP today contradicts claims from some in the White House who said that Manafort never promoted Russia's global interests. Of course he did. He's one of those operatives. He's one of those guys. Manafort denied the report, but the documents are pretty clear. He pitched plans to an aluminum guy who runs a big company, and Putin got a $10 million award for setting up a contract with this company. Well, actually, Manafort did it, but he gave the credit to Putin, and as a result of that, got a finder's fee. That's how they get. They get either their salary or they get a finder's fee, 10%, whatever it is. I know a lot of people. My friend Uri Geller, whom you hear from time to time, is not a politician, but he's created situations. He's been asked to do things. When he first was really well-known in the 70s, he was asked by a couple of oil companies to help him find oil. And he said, yeah, I will, but I want a percentage of whatever you find. And that's how he got rolling. And that's how it works. There's a Ukrainian politician that released an invoice that was signed by Manafort showing a payment of $750,000 for computer parts. The money was funneled through an offshore account to pay him for some kind of political work in the Ukraine. He's a political operative. And that's But it is. That's how it works. That's really how, and I, again, excuse me, there are a lot of, not a lot of them. Mary Madeline is married to, that's, it just came to me. Isn't it funny how you start working things around your mind? I just actually saw this report because it just came out. Mary Madeline is married to James Carville. Mary Madeline has been very involved in the destiny of a lot of Republicans. I don't think she was much involved in this last campaign because she didn't like Trump. Carville, however, first cut his teeth on Bill Clinton's campaign to be governor of Arkansas and stayed with him through the years. And you've seen him all over the place. He's been one of these people that you see as a commentator on the various news networks. And he's very savvy. And the character Billy Bob Thornton played in that movie was modeled after after Carville. And the character that Susan Bullock played was loosely modeled after Mary Madeline. Now, I remembered all the pieces of the pie. So anyway, the Manafort stuff is no big deal. It's much ado about nothing. It just tells you, it shows you how we have these operatives all over the world that do these things. There was a terror attack near the Parliament building in England, which we'll talk about in the next half hour here as things are updated. Things, a lot of messy, noisy news from there. I think there's a lot of things developing. So that's up in a few moments, 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Cardiovascular issues affect a lot of people in our country, so I'm going to encourage you to think about your heart health by supporting your heart and your health with Super Beets. Superfood powder, mix it with water or put it in a smoothie. The dietary nitrates in Super Beets are sourced from non-GMO beets. They help boost circulation, support healthy blood pressure levels. It's all natural. Replace your morning cup of coffee with a shot of Super Beets. The energy boost is there, no crash afterwards. I take Super Beets before every workout so I can work out longer, get more out of the workout. Unlike coffee or energy drinks, there's only 3 grams of sugar. You'll feel great, get a lot of stamina, and it works in 20 minutes. I want you to try this product. Try it now. Get a bonus 30-day supply of Super Beets free with your first order in regular black cherry flavor, plus the book Beat the Odds, plus free shipping. DougLikesBeets.com. That's DougLikesBeets.com. Order Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com.
Using Groupon, you can save a ton of money on what you do every day, like painting classes, concerts, escape room games, and more. Now, it's not literally a ton of money. That would be 2,000 pounds of money. It's more like saving up to $100 a week. Going bowling? Check Groupon. Taking the kids to the trampoline place? Check Groupon. Headed to museums, water slides, and tons of other nearby things to do? Use the tap-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, buy two, get one free on all 10 ream cases of paper.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now, buy two, get one free on all 10 ream paper cases. In-store only, plus tax where applicable. Ends 4/1/17.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body.
Ed Sheeran in the musical spotlight again, which I guess is appropriate because he's very popular. A lot of chatter behind his current hit, Shape of You. He's added the writers of TLC's No Scrubs to the credit. Why? What do they have to do with
this? Something to do with the beginning of the song, I think. Really? Sounded similar to their beginning.
Boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put the body on me.
Yeah, I can play them both for you if you want a comparison.
Yeah, is he doing that because he's making sure that he'll get sued for stealing something from the song?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably right.
Okay, yeah, you want to play? Have you got the other beginning of the other song here?
Yeah, so this is TLC.
To me, this is going to sound bad. Most of the stuff today sounds like that to me. Everything sounds the same to me.
This song, though, is pretty recognizable. I mean, if somebody heard this version, I mean, you would recognize this song, I think, or at least most people who grew up in the 90s would recognize
this. Is this the same as yesterday we were talking about Chuck Berry and Sweet Little 16? And
I don't think it's nearly that bad.
No.
I'm pretty good normally when I hear a song. If I hear something that sounds similar to another song, I can tell that it sounds like something, and I have to sit there and think about what it sounds like. And this one really didn't ring a bell to me. It really didn't. I mean, I know No Scrubs and I know Shape of You, but they didn't really sound all that similar to me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I mean, there is only, how many times do we have to underscore this? There are 8 notes on the scale. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. What you do with those notes and the electronic equipment or the different instrumentation is a modern, or not even modern, a miracle of the mind. People can imagine doing things, whether you go back to the classical era, go back to the 13th, 14th century, and the minds of some of the composers of the 18th and 19th century, to, you know, the stuff that's around today. It's really, I think it's a tribute to people and their imagination as to how they figure out how to use those 8 notes, frankly. So you're bound to have a lot of, I think, things that sound the same. So He's smart, apparently. Sheeran, is he managing his own career? Is he pretty much in charge of, has he got somebody behind him?
What do we know? I mean, he's on Elton John's record label, so yeah. He's got Elton John as a mentor.
Yeah.
But he seems to have pretty good people around him, so.
All right. So that's the Ed Sheeran story of the week. Now Rihanna, once again, focusing after a big ball a couple of years ago, raised $3 million in donations for the Clara Lino Foundation in L.A. She's announced a third gala. She founded this foundation named after her grandparents back in 2012 with the goal of supporting underprivileged communities in health, education, and art. And so she's teamed up with Dior and recognized the Harvard University Humanitarian Award this year.
So I think that was a couple weeks ago, I think, right?
The pudding award, not the same. She says this is a great way to celebrate the Clara Lino Foundation's accomplishments as well as bring awareness to our mission globally. So what did they do with the money?
She's done a lot in her home country of Barbados.
Oh, okay.
So there's a lot there, too.
They're sending it there.
Well, I mean, the foundation's global, so she's done stuff in Africa and stuff here in the States, too.
But she's got a big enough name to be able to create interest and get people to give. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. All right, it's 28 after the hour on the DJV Experience. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. JV, one more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, buy two, get one free on all 10 ream cases of paper.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now, buy two, get one free on all 10 ream paper cases. In-store only, plus tax where applicable. Ends 4/1/17.
Hi, Tom Baudet, trying to align my chakras around this hot yoga thing. Yep, they finally found a way to make working out even more uncomfortable. Well, at least with Motel 6, you've got one less thing to sweat. They've got clean, comfortable, and now completely updated rooms at a great low price. So the only thing you're stretching is your dollar. Sounds like my kind of place to namaste. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light and the AC on for you. Book online at Motel6.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Looking so far, 34 after the hour, as we sort of move our way into this Thursday. Yeah, already it's Thursday. Amazing, isn't it, huh? The situation in England is one that is really pretty stiff, sad. People look at the circumstances. England is a beautiful country, a wonderful people, and now, thanks to a horrible terrorist attack, 7 people have been arrested. 6 raided properties in London and up in Birmingham in connection with that attack. The Commissioner of Police, Mark Rowley, says Scotland Yard got to 29 people, has followed what's going on with these 29 people that are injured in the attack. I think there are 4 dead at the moment. That seems to be the number that people are sticking with, although I've seen a couple of things that suggest many as 7 people may be dead. I really spooked the British Special Forces, MI6, domestic intelligence over there, Special Forces team attached to the counter-terrorist command has searched the House of Commons for other killers under the circumstances. Parliament went on lockdown after this incident was reported around 2:40 local time. At Westminster Bridge, eyewitnesses said a vehicle mowed down 5 people. London Ambulance Service confirmed it treated 10 patients that were actually on the bridge. The bridge is located less than half a mile from the palace at Westminster. It's what you see in all the TV shows, all the movies, all the news coverage. Yes, that there's a bridge that goes across right near the Westminster Abbey, and there's a sort of a square roundabout that's there. But if I've been over that in that area once, I've been over it 100 times, and it's very open. It's a beautiful part of London. Anyway, the driver of this vehicle stabbed an officer on Parliament grounds, and then he was shot. So the investigation, as you can imagine, is still going on. For now, police think that there was only one attacker. It would be foolish to be overconfident, however, the fellow from MI6 said, identifying the attacker. They have, but they don't want to say who it is at this moment because they're working on the assumption that he was inspired by Islamist-related terroristic ideas. So people over there, the Prime Minister Theresa May was in Parliament when the stabbing occurred. She was escorted out of the building. Officials asking people to avoid the area. It is mayhem. And, of course, all the news stations, the 24/7 news stations, are making this the cause celeb. CNN has heated the same video 150 times already of what has gone on over there. And England is like another state in our country at this point in our history. The English, the British, very close to Americans in many ways. A lot of us feel very close. I certainly feel that England is a very, very important part of my life, having a daughter that went there. But I started spending time there. My former wife had been a teacher there, and she introduced me to England in the early 70s, and I've been going back and forth ever since. It's one of the most peaceful, wonderful places. There is a part of me that would like to live there more of my life, spending it there, because it's just such a civilized place, and it's so easy to get to. From where I am in Boston, you get on a plane, I can get to London as quickly as I can get to Los Angeles. And when you get there, you do feel like, you, in a way, you are in a different world. It's the modern world. There is plenty to worry. I don't know if worry is the right word. Plenty to be, to find disdaining about what's in English history. But currently, it's a very civilized place. Anyway, Prime Minister May talked to President Trump, who pledged full cooperation, support, whatever we can do to bring those responsible to justice. And who else makes those calls or gets? I was talking earlier, if you heard the bulk of the pulp in the last half hour, talking about our political operatives and how they fan out all over the world to help people get elected. Certainly that's been the case in England, the experts that we create here. But also everything else. Think about all the things, people that come to us for help, whatever it may be, military help, technical help, help in these sorts of circumstances. Everybody comes to us, and there's a reason for that. We have created, as much as there are those who want to tear us down, and I'm critical of things that I think need to be criticized, but that doesn't mean that we aren't the best, because we are in many, not everything, but in many things. And some of them are good and some of them are not so good, but we are the best. We've created a world that has never been equaled in the history of the planet here. And I hope that we're going to be able to understand how precious and real that is and not screw it up in our lifetimes. All right, so that's that story. What's going on in England is an ongoing thing, and there'll be conversation about it, I'm sure, through the course of the day, the next couple of weeks, as they try to nail down who's really responsible for it. But what it does is it affects tourism. People see like things like that, and they don't want to get on a plane. They don't want to go over there. And one of the things that's interesting, looking around what's happening in our country, people are more and more this year deciding to stay in America for their vacations. If you look at early plans, I was looking at a couple of things from a couple of these websites that one of them, people that we talk to on the air here with regularity, the Fromers people who do the travel guides, and they got a great website, fromers.com, that, you know, it will, if you look at what they're saying there, airliners are going to be full of people going around the country. They track, by this time of the year, a lot of people have made their plans for their vacation, their summer vacations, and there is growing demand for planes and seats to get to places in America and not go overseas. So some of the airlines are redeploying their aircraft so that instead of going to places, most of the airlines, most of the major airlines, American and United and Delta, certainly deploy their larger airplanes, the 767s, the 777s, the new 787s. Those planes usually go to Asia, to Europe, South America. But some of them, especially 767s, are being redeployed to carry people across the country from Miami to L.A., let's say, or San Francisco. So it'll be interesting to see how that all spreads out. But the part of the reason or the thinking, to get back to that, is the fact that that people want to be here because it seems to be safer. They feel safer staying here. I'm not sure that's true, but it's an interesting concept. All right, 42 minutes after the hour. Speaking of concepts, I'm going to carry you through one of these new features that we have, a sort of interesting behind-the-scenes look at how ideas get put forth on the radio and what happens when you follow the bouncing ball. That plus North Korea, that clown over there testing another missile, that's coming up next year on the Good Day Hour. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it
free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-420-8162. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-420-8162. That's 1-800-420-8162.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so let's find out what the Bubba's doing there in North Korea. Kim Jong-ungabungalunga firing a missile that exploded after it launched. So people laugh at this guy, but still gives people the jitters. And here's the story behind what actually happened to that missile.
North Korea tested another missile on Wednesday, but according to U.S. military officials, it exploded seconds after being launched. North Korea has been stepping up the pace of its missile tests, raising tensions across the continent. The launch failure Wednesday highlights some recent setbacks for the country's missile program. Earlier this month, the North successfully fired four missiles simultaneously in Japan's direction. U.S. officials confirmed North Korea's plan had been for five missiles, but one failed to launch. As of Wednesday morning, officials hadn't said what kind of missile was involved in the failed launch. But if it was an intermediate-range Musudan, Wednesday's test would echo seven failures in 2016. The country didn't appear to release footage of Wednesday's failed launch, which occurred during annual joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea.
Right. So there you go. For those of you who needed a fix on something silly, I think we get all worked up about this guy. It's kind of unsettling, distracting to have that stuff going on. But the Chinese will stomp on him like a bug if, you know, he gets out of control one way or another. All right, so there's a new feature that we've added to our experience here on this radio program and others that I do. Special telephone line, number being 800-282-2333, that we've set up for opinions on social issues or important issues. And so what we do is ask you to call this number, 800-282-2333, and listen to me present the question, which is, do you believe that you'd be better off in 2017 than you were in 2016? And you're asked to press 1 for yes or 2 for no. So just for the fun of it, I ask Kara to dial that number so you can hear what happens when the phone gets answered. So if you're dialing this number now, here's what you're going to hear, 800-282-2333.
Hold on a second.
All right.
Well. So thanks. We'd like to present some more special amazing offers just for you. Stay on the line. Here's your first special offer. Death. Nobody wants to talk about it, and sometimes we don't want to prepare for it. Don't
I think we missed the question.
Yeah, you probably did. All right, so anyway, the best laid plans of mice and men. The whole thing is kind of a cute little way to get people engaged. Just another way for you to do something that's a little different, and then to hear about things. There are all kinds of opportunities. I was looking at a couple of them. If you're writing a book, there's a way for you to get the book published, and I explain that. If you're moving, there's a special deal on how to get services for any place in the country from $799. This will be very helpful for a lot of people. You got a bad back. There's a health alert hotline that you'll hear about. So there are things that are presented to you after you've taken the quiz, not a quiz, but after you've taken the poll, that will help you in a number of different ways. And they're all much less expensive than what you'd find elsewhere. And just a good opportunity for you to be exposed to things. You don't have to do anything. Doesn't cost anything. And at the end, you'll also find out where your vote comes in comparison to everybody else. I think I keep up with it, whether you're on the side with most people. And most people, by the way, are saying that they feel like they are better off this year, or will be better off than they were last year. 800-282-2333. If you want to press 1 or press 2 right now, I'm pressed for time. It's 10 before the hour.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now 53 after the hour. I try to mimic the song and I can't. Warren Eckstein is joining us now, author of Memoirs of a Pet Therapist, amongst other things. He's America's leading animal expert, here to help you understand why you should be washing your cat's butt, amongst other things. We have that excitement coming up, plus a tribute to all the people who post online the dogs that are available for adoption here, there, and everywhere. It's become a big focus. I have an example, actually, that Kara found this morning, but there are a lot of examples. You can find them on social media, and we'll talk about whether they actually do any good in a matter of moments. Warren Eckstein is here with us on the DJV Experience.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Right now, we hear a lot about what divides us, but Americans are united on the need to keep up the pace of biomedical innovation. In a poll we conducted in 2016, we found that 95% of Americans believe that medical discoveries can improve the overall quality of healthcare. 94% say that medical discoveries can help the U.S. to maintain its competitive edge in science. Americans also also understand what is needed to keep discovery going. Over half of those polls recognize correctly that private medical companies invest the most in new discoveries, spending almost twice what the federal government does. Strong public policies that support medical innovation are unifying in a time of political polarization. Policymakers should act to take down the barriers to innovation. For more details, check out Facebook Better Healthcare Policy.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What does spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
All right, Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. Go to petshow.com to find out more about how you can hear Warren and find out also about his fabulous line of minerals and vitamins for dogs and cats, separate mixture, hugs and kisses, also at hugsandkisses.com. So this story about the 18-year-old dog who was given to an animal shelter after her owner died, she did find a home for her final days. Dog's name was Julep, surrendered to the Humane Rescue Alliance when the owner, the only person that she'd ever known in her life, died. And the dog, I'm looking at a picture of it, my God, I want to cry.
I do.
Yeah, oh, I know.
It's the saddest, stories, but you know, Doug, it happens so much more frequently than people are aware of. You know, an elderly person passes away, has a stroke, they have a dog. And what really drives me absolutely insane is family members taking a dog or cat that belonged to someone in their family that they loved, a mother, a grandmother, an aunt, an uncle, and bringing that dog to a shelter knowing that 16 or 17-year-old dog has a minimum shot of ever finding a home again. Yeah. That's why it's so important. I did a segment on this, and I think all of the listeners should understand that if you live by yourself, make out a living trust or have an attorney put it together so that if, heaven forbid, something were to happen to you, your dog would be taken care of. For example, in my wallet, I carry a card that says, you know, God forbid I'm in an accident or I die, I'm in a hospital. There's a card with all the information and all the people that need to be notified to take care of my pets in case I was incapacitated.
Yeah. I think that if you have, you care about your dog and you have any sort of any assets you need to take care of, whatever the dogs are, whatever you're, everybody understands what happens to my cows and that sort of thing. Something happens to me. But I'm just looking at this dog, just the sweetest thing. I would have taken her myself if I thought, but I think she was taken care of right away, Kara, wasn't she? It looks like.
There was a guy, so the shelter posted on Facebook a picture of her, and she's so cute and sweet looking. Yeah. And this guy who adopted her had a dog that he'd had for 10 and a half years who had just recently passed away, too. And so for both of them, it was like, you know, they found each other, and they were the perfect solution to each other's grief and each other's problems.
But there are a lot of these things online. You can share them on Facebook or see them there. I repost some of them myself sometimes.
Let me share a quick story with you, Doug. Yeah. Just not too long ago, a week or two ago on a radio show, I got a call from a listener that was driving from Scottsdale, Arizona to California. She stopped somewhere. There was a dog tied up, a Labrador mix, tied up to a pole in the middle of the desert in Arizona. She took the dog, put the dog in a car, took it back to L.A., took it to a vet. The vet said the dog has 2 days to live. That's all. It's not going to make it. Knock on wood, the dog made it. The bottom line is she couldn't keep the dog. So over my Facebook friends, one of them was willing to foster the dog till she is moving and retiring in 2 months and can take the dog permanently where she has a backyard. Facebook and Twitter really do work.
Yep. All right, do you really need to wash your cat's butt regularly?
You do. Really? You know, it's just to keep your ego in check. We'll talk about that next week. But it keeps your ego in check, Doug.
All right, my ego.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems, but you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.